You're listening to That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
Usage guide writers, seeing some confusion afoot, tell us to be wary about the distinction between wary and weary.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Hector. Thanks for joining us today. With us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hello, Ann.
Hi, Rebecca.
Today we've got a question from, I believe this is your colleague, David. David says, one particular usage of weary has drawn my attention for several years, as is illustrated by this MLive article that David quotes. A contentious short-term rental ban is looming over one of Michigan's most popular beach towns. Park Township, home to Holland State Park Beach, is still in litigation over enforcing a ban on short-term rentals. As it lingers in court, current rental owners are weary of the future of their investments. Now, I'm pretty sure that should be wary. What do you think, Anne?
I'm pretty sure that that should be wary. Rebecca, have you heard this confusion out there?
I have. And I will say, even when I use weary or wary, I do have to kind of stop for a second and think about it and make sure I've got the right one.
And one of the tricks may be that wary is related to aware and beware. A little mnemonic for us. Now, I appreciate David bringing this to our attention for the show. That confusion is out there and it has been noticed by usage guide writers, including Brian Garner in his well-known usage guide. And Garner, like David, attributes this misuse of weary for wary as probably people conflating wary and leery. So if you put wary and leery together, you get weary. So let's look at all three words. Wary means given to caution or on guard against, say, danger or deception. You can be wary of something. You can be wary about something. You can also be wary in doing something, but there's a difference between being wary of and wary in. So Rebecca, let me try something out on you. If I said, I'm wary of approaching that topic with her, for me, that would be different from, I will be wary in approaching that topic with her. What do you think?
So in the first one, it sounds like you're not sure if you are going to approach the topic, but the second one sounds like you're definitely going to do it, but you're going to be wary while you're doing it.
That's what they mean for me. Exactly. That I'm wary of approaching it. Who knows whether I'm going to do it or not, but I will be wary in approaching it with her. I'm going to do it and I'm going to be super careful. So that's wary. Leery, spelled L-E-E-R-Y, shows up in English in the early 1700s, and the Oxford English Dictionary describes it as slangy. It meant wide awake or knowing. It is related to the verb leer, as in look askance. By the late 1800s, leery means doubtful or suspicious. You could be leery of someone. You could be leery about doing something. Now, Brian Garner calls leery a casualism. And Rebecca, I was wondering, does it feel like an informal term for you?
No, not particularly.
I agree. For me, leery and wary are equally formal or informal, depending on how you want to think about it. And then you have weary, which is feeling a loss of strength or a need to rest. But of course, weary also can mean having one's patience exhausted, sick and tired of something. I have grown weary of this topic.
Well, Anne, thanks to you, I will never feel wary about using weary and wary. Thanks so much.
And we will never weary of hearing from our listeners with their questions.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.